south of the border, down Mexico way. That's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play. And now as I wander.
Hello there, all you expat wannabes. I'm Johnny Mueller, and you're listening to The Expat Files, Living in Latin America, the show that tells you just what it's like to live, work, play, and or retire down here in Latin America. It's a mix of the good, the bad, the ugly, and the great, and it's all right here, so let's get started. Now, I can't tell you how many emails and voicemails I get from people asking me about the Latin American residency process, you know, what it takes to get temporary or permanent residency in Latin America, leading, of course, some years later, to a full passport. Now, one thing that you'll find is that in most Latin American countries, the process is pretty similar, except that some of them require you to make a pretty big investment before they'll grant you temporary or permanent residency. Like, for example, Chile or Argentina. They want $50,000 to $100,000 to even $200,000 investment before you can even apply. However, you can always get around that if you have some kind of a pension coming in every month or a trust fund paying out every month or some kind of big bank account in Latin America. And of course, you have to provide some kind of certified proof. Now, more than ever, it's very important to try to get some kind of residency going within the next half year or so, I'd say, because they're starting to close the door on these kind of residency programs. Not that they're shutting them off completely, but they're making the hoops that you have to jump through harder and harder. Now, that said, I want you to pay very close attention to this broadcast, because what I'm going to do for you right here now is something that no one else is ever going to do for you. That is, I'm going to tell you exactly how to get residency in Guatemala. And note that it is pretty much the same throughout the countries that are off the gringo tourist trail. That's about 15 of the 20 Latin countries. And why are we picking Guatemala? Well, that's because I'm having my Expat Wisdom Seminar in July 2015 in Guatemala, and a lot of people have inquired about getting residency in Guatemala once they come down for the seminar. In other words, some people have expressed the desire to come down to the seminar for the week and then stay on some extra days or weeks, whatever it takes, to get the residency process going. However, you should know this. You just can't come down, passport and birth certificate in hand, and expect to get it going. You have to bring some special documentation with you. Nope, not just your passport and your birth certificate. In fact, you don't even need a birth certificate, no matter what you've heard. There's a lot of misinformation out there, and I'm going to set you straight right now. And that's exactly what makes this temporary and permanent residency process so confusing. Some people think they have to bring their birth certificate, passport, bank statements, utility bills, letters of reference, honorable discharge papers, sixth grade report card, whatever. Believe me, I've heard it all. Just round file all those ideas for now, because I'm going to tell you exactly how to go through this process step by step. And believe me, if you tried to figure this thing out yourself, you'll be chasing your tail for months. That's why I'm saying this is a very important broadcast. So let's get started, and you'll want to take some notes, believe me. Especially those of you planning to come to my July seminar, because if you just stay on a couple extra weeks, you can get that residency going, which then leads to a full passport and citizenship after about 5 years. Now, before I go into the details, in short, I'll just say that you'll need a police report which shows a lack of criminal records from your local sheriff's department. Now, note here, a lot of people think you have to get an FBI report. In fact, I know people who've been told that by one of the consulates up in the States. Well, that'll work. You get an FBI report, that's just as good or even better than a sheriff's report. However, that FBI report is not so easy to get. First of all, you have to download their specific fingerprint pages, and then you have to put all 10 of your little pinkies on that page correctly. Now, I know someone who did that because they thought they had to. They had their fingerprints rejected 3 separate times by the FBI. I mean, come on, unless you've been in the slammer a couple times or had your mugshot taken or watched a lot of Cagney and Bogart movies, how do you know what kind of ink, what color, and which way and how much pressure to put on the paper to get the proper imprints? That said, for now at least, in most Latin countries, you don't need an FBI report, just a sheriff's report, which is infinitely simpler to get. But note, all through Latin America, there are residency changes in the works. The U.S. is putting pressure on countries so that they will eventually all require an FBI report. So that's yet another reason to get this temporary or permanent residency process going. And now, because here's a little tip. Oftentimes, if you have a felony or a misdemeanor in one state, it will not show up on the police records of another state. I'll let you think about that one for a while. But if it's an FBI report, it's national. You get it? Nothing illegal here. I'm just telling you the facts. Okay, so here we go. In short, you'll need that police report, which shows a lack of criminal records, from your local sheriff department. You just walk in and you give them your name and you say you'd like to have a police report or a criminal background check. And if they ask you why, you just say, well, I'm going down to Latin America on vacation. I understand there are a lot of English teaching jobs down there for gringos, but schools that hire want a police or good conduct report from the hometown. That's it. That's all you got to say. Normally, they won't even ask why. So are you telling them a lie? Well, who knows? You might be applying for an English teaching job in a couple of months or maybe 600 years from now. Who knows? Anything's possible, right? And of course, along with your name, you'll have to give your address because the sheriff will have to know that you live in the county. Now, if you're not in the country and you want to get a sheriff's report like that, you could have a friend or a member of your family go to the sheriff's department and request one in your name. Totally fine. Only sometimes they won't give you one unless you're a relative. And then what does the relative say if they ask why you're not there getting it personally? Well, same story. He or she is down in Costa Rica right now applying for an English teaching job, and they're requesting a police report from the home country. Easy as that. And what's that cost? Well, in some places it's free, in another place it's $10. So then what? Well, now that you've got that report in hand, you have to have it authenticated by your state's authentication department. It's called the Department of State, sometimes called the Secretary of State in your own state, or the State Department in your own state. Confusing, huh? No, it's not the Federal Department of State. It's your own state's Department of States, or State Department. And I'll get into this in a bit more detail in a little while because it can be confusing. That's why we're going to go through this step by little step. Then, after that, a few days later, when they're done with your police report, they'll send it back to you, and you send it or bring it to the nearest Guatemalan consulate, in this case Guatemala, because we're talking about Guatemalan residency, but it's true of all Latin residency programs. Anyway, you bring that paper to the nearest Guatemalan consulate in the USA, of course, for them to authenticate it. Now, the Guatemalan consulate will then put their official stamp on that document. Then you get it back somehow by mail, or you go down and get it yourself, and you bring it down to your local Guatemalan lawyer in Guatemala, or you could send it to him, you know, by courier or whatever. The best way is you come down with it yourself, and you spend about 2 weeks in Guatemala as your lawyer will take your paperwork, get it translated, and line up the ducks to get the process started, because you'll have to make a trip yourself into the local immigration office in Guatemala, generally in Guatemala City, with your lawyer in person. And if all goes well, you'll do that just once. And all of that will happen while you're in the country that 15 days or less. Now, during that 15 days, all the paperwork you bring down, the police report and everything, will be translated into Spanish. You'll be waiting for that. It'll take a couple days. And you can't use just any translator, even if he's the best translator in the country and he's head of the language department at the local university. You have to go to a translator that's certified with the government. You know, they got a lock on that crap too. More than likely, some scumbag politician's idiot brother-in-law. You know the story. That said, there are those few steps to go through up in the States to get that police report, etc. And that whole process can take anywhere from 2 weeks to a month. And like I said, for those of you who are coming down to Latin America, specifically Guatemala, for my July Expat Wisdom Seminar, those of you who've decided to stay for good and who are not going back to Big Brother Land anytime soon, listen very carefully because you'll need to know this. And for those of you coming down to the seminar and plan on going back right away, if you want to start your residency process, just add 2 weeks onto your trip and I'll hook you up with the right people right away so you can start your residency process immediately after the seminar. Now, remember, I said there's temporary and there's permanent residency. In order to apply for the permanent residency immediately, you can get it as a pensioner and skip that temporary residence step. That will save you 2 years on your way to getting permanent citizenship and a passport. And we'll go into a bit more detail on that in a little while. Anyway, to skip temporary residency and jump immediately to permanent residency, to do that, you'll need some proof of some minimal stateside monthly income. As of now, it's $1,000 a month minimum, coming from the U.S. or anywhere else, but not from Guatemala. It can be Social Security, a pension, or some kind of trust. Or you can make an investment in Guatemala, and we'll talk about that in a second, too. Now, once you get a certified document from your pension plan or from your Social Security department or trusts saying that you are getting $1,000 a month or more, then it has to be certified by your state's Department of State, once again, just like I mentioned before. And then again, it has to go to the Guatemalan consulate closest to where you live, as I mentioned before. And by the way, once you've had that proof and you have applied for permanent residency, you'll never be asked to prove it again. So that means technically the money no longer has to come to Guatemala every month, doesn't it? But you have to decide those things for yourself. I can't tell you what to do. I can only advise you as to the possibilities. But I digress as usual. Anyway, so again, as to the step-by-step residency process, both temporary and permanent, don't get confused. I'm going to tell you exactly how to do that in just a second. Now, in Guatemala, you can also apply for permanent residency now. That means skipping temporary residency. If you have an investment in the company, in Guatemala's case, it's $50,000 or more in some kind of project, some kind of local investment, a CD, real estate, SA corporation, or business in Guatemala. Your lawyer down here will advise you when going that route. Now remember, there's a trick to that too. This is Latin America, so there always is. Now, suppose you put $50,000 in a CD, you know, a CD in a Latin bank. Let's say for a 90-day term. Well, if you simply put $50,000 in a U.S. dollar CD in a Guatemalan bank, yep, they have them here, all the big banks do, and you can get 3, 4, 5, even 6% on your money. Anyway, you bring the paperwork down to your lawyer, and suddenly, you're eligible for a permanent residency. Now, after that 3 months, and the CD matures, and you have to roll it over or whatever, well, you do what you want with it because, you see, once you've applied for residency, whether temporary or permanent, no one ever checks again what the status is of your pension or your investment or your incoming Social Security funds. And by the way, throughout all Latin American countries except Cuba, but that'll be changing soon, you can have direct deposits of your Social Security checks to one of the biggest banks in the country. And your Social Security Administration website will tell you which bank that is. So you need only to open an account up in that bank and you'll get your checks direct deposited. However, as you probably know, these days you cannot open a bank account in Latin America without having a lawyer help you do it. Now, if you can't prove a monthly pension or Social Security or trust over $1,000 a month, you will not be able to apply for permanent residency right away, but only temporary residency, which runs for 2 years. And after 1 year of being a temporary resident, you can apply directly for that permanent residency without the need or bother of proving a pension or anything like that. The Guatemalan government will issue that permanent residency after that 2 year temporary residency is up, simply because you've been a good, upstanding temporary resident and valued visitor. In other words, if you're just simply a decent person and haven't committed any crimes, you'll just about automatically get permanent residency. But you have to have your lawyer file the proper paperwork after 1 year. Now, you might ask, why would your lawyer file for permanent residency after you've had a year of temporary residency when it takes 2 years of temporary residency to get permanent residency? Well, I know it doesn't sound like it makes sense, but this is Latin America. Just go with the flow on this one. Again, you'll need a good, honest local lawyer in Guatemala to process the paperwork once you have that police report we talked about, the one you had authenticated up in the States, etc. And then, of course, you've got your pension, income, or retirement stuff authenticated if you're going for the permanent residency right away, too. Your lawyer, who speaks English, of course, will walk through it all for you. No need at all for you to know any Spanish. And remember, if you come down here to the Expat Wisdom Seminar, we hook you right up with these people, so there's no problem there. In fact, the people that I work with have been doing this stuff for 18 years, so they handhold you through the process and nothing is left to chance. I repeat, you don't have to know a word of Spanish. Now, that's of course assuming you have an honest lawyer, and usually those two words don't go in the same sentence. But do know, I've been down here for over 25 years and have had some very bad, very mediocre, and some very good lawyers. And for the last 18 of the 25 years I've been down here, I've sorted those guys out pretty well. So now let me go into some more details on this. Number one, to get started, you go down to your local sheriff department and get a police report on yourself. I assume you'll pass with flying colors, and if you don't, there's some tricks around that, which I go through in some detail at the seminar. Nothing illegal again, but there are some tricks. So let's say you don't pass that police report with flying colors. Suppose your ex-girlfriend or boyfriend had a restraining order against you. Well, that'll probably show up. But again, it's not the end of the world. You're not automatically disqualified. And you'll find out the hows and the whys at the seminar. Okay, next. Make sure that your police report, your sheriff's report that is the exact same name as is on your passport. Just one letter missing, switched, or misplaced, and you'll have to go through that whole thing again. Now, unfortunately, I know of two cases personally where that's happened. In each case, that took a flight back to the States to get it straightened out. So that was a couple days lost and $500 or $600, too, for the flight. Okay, next. Once you have that police report, some call it a good conduct report or criminal background check, whatever you want to call it, you must then get it certified by your own state's certification department. Now, I know that sounds confusing, and this is what happens. Pay attention now. You go to your own state's website and find the link to that department. You'll see that you can do it all by mail for about $25 or less, usually around 10. For example, and this is an exact case, a lady who came to one of my previous expat wisdom seminars told me all about it. She lived in Wisconsin, and here's what she did. She went to the website of the Wisconsin Secretary of State, and you'll do that too, whatever state you live in. In her case, it was www.SOS, which stands for Secretary of State, .state.wi.us. Let me do that again. www.SOS.state.wi.us. And of course, the WI part means Wisconsin. So you can do that with your state by filling in your state's initial instead of the WI. Anyway, that'll bring you right to the Wisconsin Secretary of State website. Now, follow along with this because you'll be doing this for your state. You'll be doing this exactly. So once you're at the main website for your Wisconsin Secretary of State, you click on the link called Authentications and Apostilles. That's Authentications and Apostilles. That's APOSTILLES, Apostilles. Now, according to the website, it says, authenticating a document may be also called verifying, certifying, or attaching a state seal. An apostille is a specific format of an authentication certificate required by certain countries. That's why some say certify, some say authenticate, etc. Anyway, you click on that link that says authentications and apostilles, and then once on that page, you click on authentication and apostille certificate order form. So you'll get a free PDF download document that tells you exactly how to apply to authenticate documents. So you download that free PDF. It's only one page long. And follow the instructions to get your document authorized by mail. And I'm looking at that form right now. And funny enough, it says if you want the standard service, your document will be authorized in 3 to 5 business days for a total of $10, or an expedited service completed in 1 to 2 business days for $35. In this case, anyway, it's a very simple, easy to understand form. so different from most government documents. When they built this website, they must have made a mistake and hired a guy with a brain. Well, sure, he doesn't work there anymore. Okay, then in 3 to 5 days, whatever, they send it back to you. Now, once you've got it in your hot little hands, you're not done. Oh, and by the way, if you're wondering what you do with your passport, if you have to go through all that crap for that too, you don't. Of course, you're traveling on your valid passport if you're coming down to Latin America, and if you're going to go for temporary or permanent residency in Guatemala, for example, you'll have it in your possession, and then you'll have to go down to the U.S. Embassy in Guatemala and get it certified there, and that'll cost you $50. What a ripoff. Since if you want to get anything certified in Latin America, for example, Guatemala, it'll only cost you about $10. So I guess maybe that's about right, considering everything up in the first world is about 4 or 5 times as expensive. Then once you have that certified copy of your passport, you give that to your lawyer. And that all happens once you're down here. Anyway, back to that sheriff's good conduct report. When you get that police report back, authenticated from your Department of State, now you must send it to the nearest Guatemalan consulate, the one closest to your town, to get it notarized and authenticated. Once again, this time by them. Now, Guatemala and almost all Latin countries have consulates in big cities like in Los Angeles, Chicago, New York City, etc. You just go to their website, it's in English, and do it all by mail. That'll cost about $25 or less. I know, you're lost, right? Well, let me give you a precise example back to that lady from Wisconsin who's trying to do the same thing. All right, she was living in Wisconsin, and the nearest Guatemalan consulate is in Chicago. Now, the website is www.consulguatechicago.org. That's www.consulguatechicago.org. Now, if you get lost or it doesn't work for some reason, just put Guatemalan Consul in your search box and it'll come right up. For that matter, when you're looking for your own state's Department of State or Secretary of State, just put that in the search box and it'll come right up too. That said, here's what it says, in English, of course, right on that Guatemalan consulate main page. It says, please note that at our Chicago office, you can obtain legalization for documents that originate in the states of Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, Minnesota, Missouri, Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, and North Dakota. You see? Now, continuing with this example from the lady from Wisconsin. Once she was on that main page of the Guatemalan Chicago consulate, she clicked on the link that says legalizations. Now, after clicking on that, you'll see there's a list of documents that can be legalized. For example, patents, birth and death certificates, veterinary certificates, etc. You'll click on other legalizations. Then you'll follow the instructions there, and then note it says turnaround times on the bottom of the page. Now, if you want to get a real first world belly laugh, here there's perfect evidence of that Latin mañana mentality, lack of detail, general sloppiness, just blatant government stupidity. It's all over the place. Let's put it this way. Your website is your face to the public and it's your first impression, so it better be good, right? Well, if you and I had employees like the people that put this one together, we'd fire them in a second. Then, of course, they'd go and apply for a government job and they'd get it. Oh well. And you think Big Brother might be coming to Latin America soon? Well, here's what it says. Get this. Documents may be dropped off in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. or send them by prepaid post office service only or regular mail. We take 2 to 3 days to process the documentation. But, get this now, starting on July 1st, 2006... we will no longer accept FedEx, UPS, or DHL envelopes. Well, that's breaking news now, isn't it? They're announcing a policy change that happened a mere 9 years ago. Then it says, in regards to that change, please take note of this to prevent delays on the return of your documents. Then it says, there is, by the way, no while you wait service. So, in regards to that newly changed policy that happened 9 years ago, that's nothing compared to what comes next. The next line, it says, for any additional information, please call 312-540-0781 or send an email to enrique.garcia@consulguatechicago.org. Okay, easy enough, right? Well, guess what? This lady from Wisconsin sent an email because even though it said your documents will be processed in, what, 2 to 3 days? Well, after 2 weeks, she sent an email and waited a week and never got a response. Then she dialed the phone number and it was not the phone number of the Guatemalan consulate in Chicago. So after searching around on the web, she found they had another phone number. And when she called through, she found out by hook and crook, the guy whose email was given on the website, Enrique Garcia, no longer worked there. In fact, he hadn't been working there for a couple of years. And you think Big Brother is slowly creeping down to Latin America, right? Remember, we're talking about the Guatemalan consul in Chicago. You know, that's supposed to be first world, right? And the embassy consul and its staff are supposed to be top-notch. That's how they got sent on that mission up to Chicago. You know, that's a feather in anyone's hat, right? Well, sorry. That's just proof that the same lazy-ass slugs that work in government down here in Latin America, even the so-called cream of the crop that get transferred up to a consulate in the States, they're cut from the same shabby cloth. Why would it be otherwise? They're the sons, daughters, and relatives of the corrupt, lazy-ass politicians down here. And I mean that in the nicest way, of course. But I digress, as usual. All right, that said, you can count on that little step taking a couple of weeks and maybe a few phone calls and emails. But do check and see if it's the right email and the right phone. And really, before you say, duh, what a bunch of idiots, you gotta love it, because that's exactly one of the reasons why you want to live down here in Latin America. The governments are just unbelievably lazy and inept. Oops, we're getting towards the end of the show now, so we'll have to finish this one off next week. That said, I will finish off by mentioning my July 2015 seminar in and around Guatemala. Just go to expatwisdom.com, click on the Latin seminar link for full details and pricing. And don't forget to sign up before May 1st, because that's when the price goes up $500 per person. And remember, if you're going to come down and apply for a permanent or temporary residency, you'll need an extra 2 weeks added onto your trip. So if that is your plan B, and it looks like a lot of you are thinking that way, we'll hook you up with a trusted lawyer immediately after the seminar.
South of the border, down Mexico way.
You've been listening to the Expat Files. Living in Latin America, coming to you twice a week from somewhere south of the border. Email me, theexpatfiles@gmail.com. And don't forget to check out expatwisdom.com to sign up for your free reports on Latin America. See you next time. Nos vemos. She was a picture in old style.